I really wish I could believe in God.
我真的很希望我能够相信有一位神。
I just can't make myself do it.
但是我就是没有办法相信。
I tried.
我尝试过。
Those are the words of an atheist who decided one year to experiment with faith.
这是一个无神论者，他有一年他想尝试一下信心信仰到底是怎么一回事所说的话。
She was going to observe Lent.
他要遵守这个预苦期。
And not just give up chocolate or television.
不是单单的放弃巧克力或者电视。
She decided to fast from her unbelief.
他决定要从他的不相信中他要来进食。
As an atheist, she would give up her atheism for Lent.
对, 从对一个无神论者他说为了这个预苦期他要放弃他的无神论这一个主义。
So for those 40 days, she immersed herself in the Christian lifestyle.
所以在那40天他将自己浸透在基督徒的生活方式里面。
She read the Bible.
他读圣经。
Joined a Bible study.
他也去参加了查经班。
Actively prayed.
他也很积极的祷告。
And of course, she went to church on Sundays.
当然他礼拜天也去了教会。
But in the end, she couldn't bring herself to believe, even though she wanted to.
虽然她心里面非常的愿意，但是最终她还是没有办法相信。
She coveted those that she considered to be more prone to believe in the supernatural.
她非常的羡慕那一些自称为能够相信超自然的人。
She thought it would be great if there was a God.
她想如果真的有一位神的话，那是多么的好。
Just like it would be great if there was a Santa Claus. Who wouldn't want that?
就说如果有一个圣诞老公公的话，那多么好，谁不想要呢
？Sorry, kids.
对不起啊，孩子们。
But like with Santa, she felt that as a educated, rational, grown adult.
但是，就像圣诞老人一样，他觉得一个成长的、一个有思想、受了教育、一个理性的人
，she couldn't bring herself to believe.
他就是没有办法相信。
In quote, this outrageous story about a man and a woman created from his rib.
他譬如他说，这一个不可思议的故事讲到一个男一个女，而且这女人是从男人的肋骨里所创造的。
And a snake.
然后又有一条蛇。
And a virgin birth.
又有童女生孩子
and a dead man coming to life and floating up into the clouds above.
然后一个死掉的人复活，然后又升到天上去
where an invisible man rules over everything.
然后一个看不见的人在那里管理一切
It was too much.
这对他来说是太多了
Her brain wouldn't let her do it.
他的头脑不能够容许他这样子去相信
She wished she could take that leap and just believe.
他很期望他能够跳几步能够相信
But she thought she knew too much.
但是他认为他知道的太多
Friends, this is a common refrain among skeptics today.
这也是今日的怀疑论者一个我们经常听见的一个论调
They believe they know too much to believe.
他们相信，他们知道了太多，导致他们不容易相信。
Now they'll admit that these claims were once plausible to ancient people in the past.
他们也会承认这一些的事情，这些的神话，可能在有一个的时代，对那一个时代的人是比较容易接受的。
Or are still believable within certain subcultures today.
或者是在今日的一些次文化中仍然能够相信接受的。
But this is no longer the case for most modern people because we've changed.
但是这对我们一些现代的人并不能够适合因为我们已经变了。
We've progressed.
我们在哪里进步了。
Ancient people didn't have our scientific knowledge.
古时代的人没有我们现在有的那种的知识。
They had no other way to explain natural phenomena.
他们没有其他的方式来解释这些自然界的现象。
So for them, Christianity and its supernatural claims were plausible.
所以对他们来说，基督这些超自然的事情和基督教这些的宣称都是可能的事情。
But that's no longer the case for us today.
但是对我们今天来说，这已经是不可能的事情了。
Of course, all all of this is based off of one key assumption.
当然这些的说法都是根据一个的论点。
That ancient people found all the claims of Christianity to be plausible and easy to believe.
那就是在古时代的人觉得基督教的一切的宣称都是能够相信，能够很容易被接受的。
They were prone to believe in such things.
他们就是很容易的相信这一切事情。
But friends, that simply is not true.
但是朋友们，这不是真的。
And I hope to show you that ancient people found many of these supernatural claims to be just as, if not more, implausible than we do today.
我要向你指出，古时代的人，他们对那一个时候的这种超自然的宣称，也是一样的觉得不可思议，像今日一样的觉得不可能接受的。
This morning, let's consider the words of a highly educated physician and well-researched historian named Luke.
今天早上让我们一起的来思考一下一个非常受了很多教育的一位医生和一个做了很多研究的历史的研究的一个人，名字叫做路加。
He happens to be one of these ancient people.
他也是当时的古时代的其中的一份子。
And he wrote to another educated ancient person.
他就写了一封信给另外的一个受过教育的古时代的人。
Let's look in Acts chapter 1 verse 1.
那我们看《使徒行传》的第一章第一节。
In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up.
他说，提亚菲罗先生，我已经写了前书，叙述耶稣开始所行的、所教的一切，一直到他升天的日子为止。
Now, notice that this is the second book that Luke has written to Theophilus.
我们要注意，这是路加写给提亚菲罗的第二本书。
In his first book, his gospel, we learn some clues about this man, Theophilus.
在他写给提亚菲罗的第一本书，就是路加福音，我们知道一些有关提亚菲罗的事情。
I ask for you to turn there, Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
请我们一起的翻开路加福音的第一章第一到第四节。
And let me read to you these four verses.
请听我念。
Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. Now from these verses, we learn that Theophilus is a man of high social standing.
从这些的话语，我们知道提亚菲罗是一个社会地位上很高的一个人。
He's addressed as most excellent Theophilus.
他被称呼为尊敬的提亚菲罗。
In Greek, his name means beloved of God.
在希腊文里，他的名字的意思是被神所爱的。
It was a common name, so it's not clear whether he's a seeker of Christianity or a recent convert.
这是一个相当普遍的用的名字，不知道他是一个慕道友呢，还是一个刚刚信主没多久的人。
Either way, he's a thinker who has certain doubts and questions.
无论如何，他是一个有思想的人，他在那里怀疑、疑问一些的问题。
And Luke's goal is to provide an orderly account of Jesus' story.
路加的目的就是给向他述说一个有次序的有关耶稣生平的事。
So that Theophilus might have greater certainty concerning the things that he has been taught.
然后使到提亚菲罗对自己所学到的一些的功课教训能够有更多的把握。
So I think it's safe to say that Theophilus is an intelligent, educated, cultured man.
所以我们可以很放心的可以说提亚菲罗是一个有智慧的受了教育是一个有文化的人。
Who's living in a society that viewed many of the claims of Christianity with an eye of skepticism.
他的所在的社会对当时基督教的许多的宣称都带着一个怀疑的心态。
So we need solid reasons to believe.
所以我们需要一些很确实的证据，我们原因来相信。
He wasn't an eyewitness of Jesus himself. And so he turns to the next most reliable source, the testimony of eyewitnesses.
所以就转向到另外一个更可靠的人, 那就是那些的见证人的见证。
And that's what Luke provides for him.
所以路加就在这里供应了给他。
And for us,
对我们来说,
I think the average person here is in the same position as Theophilus.
我们当中的也是像提阿非罗一样的。
You're intelligent.
你是有智慧的,
educated.
你也受了教育的,
cultured.
你是一个有文化的,
and since you're here, I assume you have some interest in Christianity.
因为你在这里,
but I can imagine, like Theophilus, you have certain doubts and questions.
但是我相信你也如提亚菲罗一样,
you as well want solid reasons to believe.
你也需要有一些确实的证据,
so how does an intelligent, educated, cultured person living in a society skeptical to the supernatural come to believe with greater certainty?
因此在一个充满了怀疑,充满了疑问的,对特别是对超自然事情的宣称有疑问的人,如何能够更加有把握地来相信呢?
That's the question Luke was wrestling with when he wrote his two books.
当路加写这两本书的时候, 这是他所面对挣扎的问题。
And his answer was to point to one key event.
他的答案就是指向一个主要的事件。
To the central supernatural claim of Christianity.
那就是指向着基督教核心的那一个宣称。
That Jesus Christ bodily resurrected from the dead.
就是耶稣基督身体从死里复活了。That's
Luke's answer.
那就是路加的答案。
You see, when you seriously consider the resurrection and the strength of its eyewitness testimony, it does two things to you.
当你很慎重的、很认真的来考虑这些见证人的故事的时候，它会对你有两个影响。It
changes how you look at life in general.
它会影响你如何的看你的生命。
And it changes how you live your life in particular.
它也会影响你如何活出你的生命。
First, the resurrection has a way of changing how you look at life.
首先,复活如何地改变我们对事情的看法?
It has the ability to change what we call your worldview.
它能够有力量能够改变我们所称为的你的世界观。
That implicit set of beliefs through which you interpret all of reality.
那就是你内在的一些信念,在那里影响你来解释你所看见的一切。
Your worldview determines what you believe to be possible and impossible.
是你的世界观在那里决定你哪一些是你认为是可能,哪一些你认为是不可能的事。
It also shapes what you view as desirable and indesirable.
所以你的世界观也会在那里塑造影响哪一些你认为是你想要的,哪一些你认为是你不想要的。
Today, for example, many people look at life through what is called a naturalistic worldview.
比如说今日很多的人是透过这个自然论的世界观来看我们四周的世界。
That means everything can be explained by natural causes.
那就是一切的事情都能够以自然来解释。
They believe that there is no supernatural.
他们相信没有任何超自然的事。
So if a supposed event has no natural explanation,
那如果是一个没有超自然的解释的话,
then it couldn't have happened.
那就不可能发生了。
It's impossible.
是不可能发生的事。
Now, if this is your worldview, then you probably think miracles don't happen.
如果这是你的世界观的话, 你大概就会做的结论就是神迹是不可能的事情。
And when people die, they stay dead.
当人死了就死了。
So when you hear the claim that Jesus miraculously resurrected, you'll likely brush it off as a myth.
因此当你听人说耶稣神迹性的从死里复活, 你就会把它当作神话一般的把它
It's an ancient legend.
这是一个古时代的一个的传说。
But of course, we know that thousands of ancient people in the first century did believe this central claim.
但是我们也知道, 在第一世纪有上千的人, 他们的确的相信基督教的这一个核心的宣称。
Acts chapter 2 tells us that in one day, 3,000 people came to believe.
使徒行传的第二章告诉我们，在一天之内有两千多人，有三千人来相信了。
And in no time, that number grew to 5,000.
然后在另外的一个时候，这三千人变成了五千人相信了。
And history tells us that within 250 years,
然后历史告诉我们，在250年之内。
Almost 50% of the Roman Empire claimed allegiance to Christ.
在罗马帝国的有50%的人是向耶稣基督效忠的。
And since then, the faith has spread to every corner of the globe.
然后自从那时候开始，基督教的信仰就传到世界的每一个角落。
So if you look at life from a naturalistic worldview where resurrection doesn't happen,
如果 你是从一个自然论的世界观来看你的世界，复活是不可能的事情的话，
Then how do you explain the meteoric rise of early Christianity?
那你如何的去解释基督教在早期如此的快的发展呢？
Well, again, the common response is that in ancient times, the idea of people rising from the dead fit comfortably in their worldview.
当然那一个的答案就是在那一个的时代，古时代的人，他们很容易的接受超自然的从死里复活的事情，这是吻合他们的世界观的。
So when the first disciples began spreading this claim, people bought it hook, line, and sinker.
然后当时第一世纪的门徒在讲这一个耶稣复活的事情，当时的人就如盘的完全的就接受下来了。
They had no difficulty believing that.
他们对相信这件事情是一点问题困难都没有的。
But as I said, that is simply not true.
但如我所说的，这不是对的，这不是真的事。
Granted, ancient people had a worldview open to the supernatural.
当然，古时代的人，他们的世界观是允许超自然的存在。
They believed in supernatural beings like angels and demons.
他们相信超自然的人物，如鬼魔，如天使。
They're open to certain miracles.
他们对一些的神迹，他们是有一个开放的态度。
But when it came to the idea of a man being resurrected, that was a bridge too far.
但是如果要讲到一个人从死里面复活的话，那就是一件的确也是一个不可思议的事。
That claim was unthinkable and actually undesirable.
那样的一个宣称是不可思议的，也是不可想象的，也不可要的一件事。
One of the best books on this subject is N.T. Wright's The Resurrection of the Son of God.
有关这一个问题的一本非常好的一本书是 N.T. Wright 写的耶稣神的儿子的复活这本书。
And in it, Wright talks about the two dominating worldviews that existed in those days.
在这本书里 ,Wright 他提到在当时的时代有两个主要的世界观。
The Jewish worldview and the Greco-Roman worldview.
一个是犹太人的世界观，另外一个是希腊罗马的世界观。
And his whole conclusion is that the idea of a bodily resurrection didn't fit either one.
N.T. Wright 的结论就是，从死里复活这件事情不吻合。不适合这两个的世界观。
Consider the first century Greco-Roman worldview.
我们是来看一下第一世纪的希腊犹大、希腊罗马的世界观。
Now there were a range of opinions as to what happens to you after you die.
当然，在他们的世界观里，有关于一个人死了之后会有怎么样的遭遇，各式各样的意见。
Some philosophers said you just simply cease to exist.
那当时有一些的哲学家就说你死了之后你就不存在了。
Others believe you live on as a spirit in another realm.
那也有人说你就死了之后你继续的像在灵界，在另外的一个世界里继续的生活。
Or as a spirit you roam this earth.
或者是你作为了一个灵就在这个世界上飘来飘去。
But everyone agreed that when people die, they don't come back to life in their body.
但是每一个人都同意了，当一个人死了之后，你不会再回以一个身体再回到这个世界。
Bodily resurrection was inconceivable.
身体的复活是不可能的事情。
But more so, it was undesirable.
不但如此，也是一个大家不想要的事。
Greeks understood the body to be a prison house for the soul.
对希腊人来说的话，他们知道身体是灵魂的一个监狱。
So death was actually the soul's liberation.
所以死亡是这个灵魂的这一个的释放。
It was freedom.
这是一个自由。
Therefore, it would make no sense for Paul to evangelize to Greeks by teaching a bodily resurrection.
因此要像保罗一样的向希腊人说身体的复活，这是一件不可思议的一个举动。
Of either Jesus or of those found in him.
无论是关于耶稣的复活或那些在耶稣基督里的人的复活。
And no one would believe his gospel and convert.
没有人会相信他所讲的福音然后会信主的。
Unless of course he was speaking truth.
当然除非保罗是在讲真理。
Truth that is capable of shattering worldviews.
因为真理能够将人的世界观把它破坏掉。
The same kind of resistance is found within the first century Jewish worldview.
在犹太人的第一世纪的犹太人的世界观里，同样的也有这种的抗拒。
A sect of Jews called the Sadducees also denied the possibility of resurrection.
在犹太人的当中，有一群叫做撒都该人，他们也否认有身体的复活。
Now they knew that the Old Testament contained stories where the dead came back to life.
当然他们也知道在旧约的圣经里面有些的故事是讲到死的人如何的复生复活。
But those were considered instances of resuscitation, not resurrection.
但是他们认为那些的事件只不过把这一个人救回来而不是死里复活过来。
In resuscitation, there's no qualitative change to the body.
在一个救回来的一个人来说的话，他的身体并没有任何的数值上的改变。
It's still susceptible to sickness and decay.
仍然会有生病，仍然会有腐败。
And eventually, that body will succumb again to death.
然后那一个身体最终还是会遇到了死亡。
But resurrection is where you rise with a new, transformed body, freed from all the effects of sin.
但是复活乃是包括了你有一个新的身体在那里不再受罪的后果所影响的
from all sickness and decay
也不会再有任何的病痛也不会有任何的腐烂
a resurrected body is one that never dies
一个复活了的身体是一个永远不会死的一个身体
now there were some Jews called Pharisees who did believe in this resurrection
在犹太人当中有一群叫做法利赛人他们的确的有相信身体的复活
but they saw it as a futureCorporate reality tied up with the end times.
但是他们的复活观是跟那个末日有关的。
It was a concept reserved for a great last day to include all of humanity.
他们的复活观是包括在末后的日子，在末日，所有的人都会复活。
So the resurrection of an individual man.
所以一个人个人的复活
taking place in the middle of history
在历史的中间而发生的事
made no sense to them
对他们来说是不可思议的
it was theologically inconceivable
从神学上来说这是不可能的事情
these were the two dominant worldviews that shaped the thinking of first century ancient people
在古时代第一世纪的人就是被这两个的世界观所影响所塑造的
If people want to maintain a naturalistic worldview that says resurrection is impossible, that's their choice.
如果他们要选择这个自然论的世界观，复活是不可能的事的话，这是他们要做的决定。
But no one can deny that the first disciples encountered something that dramatically changed them.
但是没有人能够否认，第一世纪的门徒们遇见了一些的事情，然后戏剧化的把他们改变了。
Why else would early Christians, both Jewish and Gentile, insist upon Jesus' bodily resurrection?
不然的话，为什么第一世纪的信徒，犹太人也好，外邦人也好，坚持的在那里宣告耶稣身体的复活呢？
When it went completely against not only what they considered to be common sense,
当这一个的事情与他们认为普通常识所抵触的是相反的时候。
But also against their fundamental religious beliefs.
也是抵触了他们最基本的宗教信仰。
The best explanation for such a monumental shift in their thinking.
这唯一合理的来解释这一个戏剧化的思想上的改变。
Is that they encountered living proof to the contrary.
他们乃是与事实与他们信念相反的一件的真的事情。
Something shattered their existing worldview.
一件的事情破碎了他们所有的那一个世界观。
They must have witnessed the resurrection of an individual man.
他们一定的亲眼的见证，看见一个死了的人如何复活了。
This is what I find so compelling.
这就是对我来说是何等的有力的。
That from the earliest days there was an unanimous belief among Christians that Jesus was bodily resurrected from the dead.
就是在第一世纪，在信徒的当中是一致的相信耶稣的确是从死里复活了。
There was no internal debate about this among the early Christians.
在第一世纪的信徒的当中没有关于复活的辩论。
It was not a doctrine that developed slowly over time.
也不是一个随着时代慢慢发展成型的一个教义。
Christians began making this claim right from the start.
基督徒在这一开始的时候就做了这一个的宣称。
And the reason is here in Acts chapter 1 verse 3.
这个原因就是在《使徒行传》的第一章的第三节。
It's because they encountered the risen Jesus and that changed everything.
那是因为他们遇见了这一位复活的耶稣，那就改变了一切的事情。
I'll read verse 3 again.
我再一次的念第三节。
He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs.Appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God.
他向他们显现自己是活着的，向使徒显现，并且讲论神国的事，一共有40天之久。
Jesus proved he was alive by many proofs.
耶稣透过许多的事情来证明他是活着的。
And he did this over a period of 40 days.
然后他在40天的时间里来向他们证明。
Because he knew one appearance would not be enough.
因为他知道一次的显现是不足够的。
His followers needed to be thoroughly convinced.
他的那些的跟随者需要的确的完全的来被完全的要来被说服。
Because they had no category to interpret what they were seeing.
因为在他们的思维里面没有不能够归类如何来解释他们所看见的事情。
Lest they conclude they were seeing a ghost.
不然的话他们就会在那里做了结论他们看见的是一个鬼。
Which actually would have fit their worldview.
当然了如果是鬼的话这反而能够吻合他们的世界观。
Jesus proved he was bodily resurrected by eating with them.
耶稣以和他们一起的饮食来证明他身体的复活。
And having them touch him.
他也让他们来碰他。
Lest people think the disciples were delusional.
然后为了叫人不要让人认为门徒是在那里幻想。
That the loss of their beloved leader had led them to start seeing visions.
那因为这个失去了他们所爱的这个领袖，导致了他们开始有错觉。
The risen Jesus appeared multiple times to hundreds of different people.
然后这一位复活的主在多次向好几百个人在那里显示。
Paul wrote to the Corinthians that Jesus appeared to over 500 people at one time.
然后使徒保罗说，耶稣在一次就向五百个人显现。
And some were still alive when he wrote his letter.
有当保罗写这封信的时候，当中五百人当中有些人仍然的是活着。
It's like he's saying, "Ask them if you don't believe me."
保罗是说，如果你不相信我的话，你去问他们。
Unless people think the disciples simply made up the whole story.
为了要叫人不要以为这些门徒创造了这制造了这些的故事。
The risen Jesus appeared first to women.
然后耶稣这个复活的耶稣首先是向妇女来显现。
Now you have to realize this was a culture where a woman's testimony had so little credibility it wasn't even admissible in court.
但是你要记住，在那一个的时代，妇人的见证是没有力量的，而且是在法庭上是不允许的。
So if the early Christians were trying to concoct a believable story,
所以如果你说当初的使门徒们在那里想制造一个故事,
then it would make no sense to choose a group of women to be the first eyewitnesses.
如果是他们要制造一个故事的话, 他们不会这么愚蠢的是找一群 的妇人妇女做这一个复活的第一见证人。
There was no incentive.
没有任何可以要鼓励他们这样子做的原因。
The best explanation is to conclude that they weren't trying to make up a believable story.
最好的结论就是他们不是要故意的在那里制造一个故事。
They were simply recounting what happened.
他们只是很简单的在那里描写所发生的事情。
As Luke wrote about these proofs, these appearances,
当路加写了这一些的证据, 写了这一些的显示显现的时候,
something happened to Theophilus.
在对提亚非罗的里面就发生了一些的事情,
and something happened to us.
那在我们也一样的也发生了些事情。
Worldviews get shattered.
就是世界观被破碎掉了。
And the way you look at life begins to change.
你如何看生命开始有改变了。
If you walk in here thinking the claim that a man was bodily resurrected 3 days after his execution is simply impossible, then you're in good company.
如果你进来来这里的时候，你觉得一个人死了之后三天身体的复活是一件不可能的事情的话，你来对了地方。
First century Jews and Greeks felt exactly the same way.
第一世纪的犹太人跟外邦人，他们也是有同样的想法。
And yet many still came to believe.
但是仍然有许多的人相信了。
How?
怎么样呢?
By refusing to allow preconceived ideas of what is plausible to prevent them from going where the evidence leads.
乃是 不要让自己这一些的先入为主的观念来拒绝，来拦阻自己看见了证据而该有的一些结论。They
seriously consider the overwhelming evidence for the resurrection.
他们很认真的来看，来面对复活的这一切的证据。And
worldviews shattered.
因此世界观被破碎掉。Friends,
I invite you to do the same.
朋友，我也邀请你做同样的事。And
if you do, it won't just change the way you look at life.
如果你这样做的话，不是单单影响你如何的看你的生命。Resurrection
is capable of changing how you actually live your life.
复活也能够改变影响你如何的生活。The
rest of the book of Acts tells of how the lives of Jesus' disciples were turned upside down. They were completely transformed.
然后在神本的使徒行传就在那里描写耶稣的门徒他们的生命如何的被改变，如何的被颠倒过来，在那里过着一个新的生活。And
this is all after the resurrection.
这一切都是在复活之后的事情。
Soon after Jesus' arrest, his followers are portrayed in the Gospels as being scared and intimidated.
当耶稣被逮捕了之后，圣经里面就描写他的门徒们是充满了害怕，充满了恐惧。They're
huddled together behind locked doors.
他们在关锁的门的后面聚在一起。But
after the resurrection, all of a sudden, these Christians become fearless.
但是在复活之后，忽然间这一些的门徒们变成毫无惧怕的人。In
the face of threats,
他们面对了恐吓，persecution, 面对了逼迫，and
even death,
甚至死亡。When
the authorities demand that they stop preaching a resurrected Christ,
当当时的长官要禁止他们不在那里宣讲这一个复活的耶稣。
They boldly reply, "We must obey God rather than man."
他们大胆地回应说，我们要顺服神而不顺服人。
The disciples claimed allegiance to Christ as their Lord.
门徒们向耶稣宣告他们对他的忠诚，宣告他是他们的主。
And their Lord commanded them to be his witnesses.
然后他们的主命令吩咐他们要做他的见证。
To proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins in his name.
要奉他的名在那里宣告悔改，宣告罪的赦免。
And so they listened and obeyed.
所以他们听了，他们也顺服了。
And why wouldn't they if they were thoroughly convinced their Lord had risen from the dead?
如果他们不是相信耶稣，他们的主的确是从死里复活的话，他们又为什么要相信耶稣的吩咐呢？
If Jesus stayed dead,
如果耶稣继续的死的话，
if his body decomposed like anyone else's,
如果他的身体像任何人的身体一样的腐败的话，
then you can treat his words like you would any good moral teacher who's long dead.
那你就可以把他当作是任何一个已经死了一个新一个智慧的人一个老师的言语智慧的言语一样了。
You can take his advice if it fits.
如果他的建议你觉得是适合你的你就可以接受。
But there are no demands for strict allegiance or obedience.
那当然就是谈不上对他的那一种的要求对他的那种的忠心。
But if Jesus did rise from the dead,
如果耶稣的确的是从死里复活的话
And if he still lives today,
如果他今日仍然的活着的话
That truly changes everything.
那就会改变一切了
Then you have to seriously consider his teachings.
那你就要很慎重的来考虑他的教导
Because they're not the words of just any teacher.
因为这一些的话语不是单单任何老师的一些话语
They're not the words.Of just any man.
也不是任何一个人的话语。
Stephen was an early follower of Jesus who understood this point.
史提范是早期跟随耶稣的一个门徒，他理解了解这一点。
Jesus taught to love your enemies and to pray for them.
耶稣教导他说你要爱你的敌人，要为他们祷告。
And that's exactly what Stephen did.
然后这就是史提范所做的事。
While his enemies were stoning him to death,
当他的敌人在丢石头要处死他的时候
We're told in Acts chapter 7 that he cried out to the Lord to forgive them.
然后我们看使徒行传第七章那里说他向神呼喊说饶恕他们吧。
While most people in his situation would have cried out in anger or bitterness,
但是有很多人在他的处境里会大声的在那里将他们的愤怒把它表达出来
asking God to deliver them and to punish their enemies
然后求神把他们拯救出来来惩罚他们的敌人
these people were different
但是这些人不一样
something changed the way they responded to opposition
有一些的事情改变了他们使他们对对敌人有了一个不同的一个态度
Even to the prospect of death.
甚至要遇见死亡
Then why would you fear death?
那你为什么要害怕死亡呢
If the one man death could not hold has promised to unite you with him in a resurrection like his
如果一个人的应许是要你能够像他一样的复活的话
If you truly believe that,
如果你真正相信的话
then why would the prospect of bodily death scare you?
那一个身体的死又怎么会使到你害怕呢
Something also changed the way they treated one another.
他们如何对待别人彼此的对待也开始被改变了
Something broke down long-standing divisions between rich and poor.
那些在穷人跟富人中间那个隔墙被打破掉了。
In Acts chapter 2 and 4, they describe instances where the rich in the church sold land and possessions.
然后在使徒行传的第二章讲到在教会里那些有钱的 有地的人如何把他们的产业变卖了。
To provide for the needy who were among them.
为的是要供应在他们四周围那些有需要的人。
People were released from greed and materialism.
人他们从这些的贪心从物质的主义里面被释放出来
People were being free to live radically generous lives
他们被释放能够很自由地过着一个慷慨的生活
The New Testament church also saw deeply entrenched ethnic and cultural barriers come crashing down
第一世纪的教会也看见在当时这些种族之间的隔离的墙壁如何的被破坏掉
Between Jew and Gentile
在犹太人跟外邦人
之间 Slave and free
奴隶跟主人
Male and female
男跟女
The New Testament church quickly became a diverse and heterogeneous congregation of equals.
第一世纪的教会很快的就变成一个多元化的一个平等的一个群体。
Unlike any community existing in those days.
跟当时任何的群体，让任何的社区、社团都是不一样的。
Something changed the way they loved and cared for one another.
他们如何的彼此的关怀，如何的彼此相待，发生了一个非常基本的改变。
How do you account for such dramatic, almost overnight transformation in the lives of these early Christians?
你如何来解释这些早期的信徒这种戏剧化的，好像是一夜之间的改变呢？
People like Theophilus took notice and wanted an explanation.
像提亚菲罗的人，他们注意到这些事，然后他们需要一个解释。
But they kept getting the exact same answer.
但是他们一直不停地得到的是同样的一个答案。
He is risen.
他复活了。
We have seen him with our own eyes.
我们以我们的眼睛亲自地看见了。
We have touched him with our own hands.
我们以自己的手碰摸到了他。
We have seen him.
我们看见了他。
He is risen.
他复活了。
He is risen indeed.
他是的确的真实的复活了。
And not only did they see the risen Jesus,
他们不单只看见了这一位复活的主。
The believers were filled by His Spirit.
这些的信徒、门徒、信徒也被他的圣灵所充满了。
We're told in verses 4-5 that they were promised the Holy Spirit.
我们在使徒行传的第一章的第四、第五节说，门徒们被承诺圣灵要降临在他们的身上。
The Jesus who walked this earth.
这一个在地上行走的耶稣
who forgave his enemies,
他饶恕了他的敌人
who himself cared for the poor,
他关心这些贫穷的人
who loved all people,
他爱所有的人
who had no fear of man or of death,
他对人对死亡没有任何的恐惧
who is still alive today,
他今日仍然的活着
he still gives his spirit to empower all to live as he lives.
他仍然的将他的圣灵赐给我们，好使我们能够有力量，能够像他一样的活着。
Friends, isn't this the kind of life you want?
朋友，这岂不就是你想要的一种的生活吗？
Don't you want the power to forgive your enemies?
你岂不也期望有这一个能力，你能够饶恕你的敌人吗？
The power to love people in ways that transcend natural affection.
一个能够超越我们自然的喜爱的 去爱别人呢？
Don't you want to be freed from the fear of others?
你是否愿意从对别人的害怕当中得到释放呢？
From even the fear of death itself?
甚至从死对死亡的害怕里得到释放呢？
How do you get this power?
你如何得到这个力量呢？
How do you live this kind of life?
你如何活出这种的生命呢？
Friends, you must believe this supernatural claim about the resurrection.
朋友，你必须要相信这一个超自然宣称复活的事实。
You must confess with your mouth that Christ is Lord.
你要用口来承认耶稣是主。
And believe in your heart.That God raised them from the dead.
然后从心里相信神使他从死里复活。
Then the power of the promised Spirit is yours.
然后这一个被承诺的圣灵的能力就是你的。
To both change the way you look at life.
不单是改变你对事物的看法。
And to change the way you live your life.
也会改变你如何的生活。
Let me pray for you.
让我为你祷告。
Father, I want to first pray for those here who do not yet believe in the resurrection. I thank you for their presence, and I pray, Lord, that by your Spirit, you may continue to present and confront them with your truth. May you authenticate the claims of Scripture in the eyes of their own hearts. I actually pray, Lord, that you will shatter worldviews, shatter preconceived notions, change the way they look at life for your glory and their salvation. And for those of us who do believe, We pray, Lord, that you may strengthen our faith. May you overcome any lingering unbelief in our hearts. May you help us live in light of these gospel realities. May we live in light of your life, death, and resurrection. May all of that change the way we live our very lives. We pray these things in your Son's name. Amen.
天父，我们在此为了我们当中还没有认识你的、还没有相信你的人祷告。我们为了他们在我们的当中，我们献上我们的感谢。如果他们对你的复活还有任何的疑问的话，我们也很恳求你的自己的圣灵继续的在他们生命里，在他们的思维思想里继续的工作，将他们现有的世界观能够把它打破，然后让他们一次又一次的在面对你已经复活了的这个事实。我们也为了我们当中已经认识了你的人祷告，我们也恳求你在今日让我们活在你圣灵的能力里，让我们能够每一日都经历到这一个改变生命的这个复活的力量，让我们能够活得更加的像你，让我们在这个世界上更加忠心的向你效忠，让我们四周围的人也的确的看见，从我们的身上能够看见你的确复活了。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名求，阿门。
阿门。